Gemara of Vav Amud Beis says, where should I put that third tefa? So the Rav says you put it connected Hayotze. And the Rav Kahana Rav Asi asked him, why don't you just do it diagonally? And he was Shasak, and Lachog is Rishayim, whether we pass him like that Shrikov, he was my dad, or he just didn't answer them because he disagreed with them. And then we have other Shitas, some say put the connected Hayotze. Rav Siman says you put it less than 3 tefachim away from the wall, you make a tefach seichik, have roiv of a 7 tefach wall. You want 4 tefachim, as Abraham explains, but that's considered a makam chashu. Then we discuss a sukkah that's made like a mavoi. So you do a tefach, according to one sheet, you do a tefach in every direction you want. The other sheet that says you do a 4 tefach wall, tas, and you have to put it less than 3 tefachim from one of the walls. More explain for the reason why you did it over there is because you don't have 2 walls next to each other, you're creating the whole connection over here. That's why you have to have 4 tefachim and not 1 tefach. More has different gersois, whether you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach, whether a Tzuras HaPesach would also work, or whether you're dividing up the tefach, and that's the way you have that tefach. 1 tefach on either side, half a tefach on either side with the Tzuras HaPesach. Then we have the story of Kahana, so that whole that you have to have both. Okay, then we get into the sugya of Tukul Chazan. Rabba says that Niku, that if I have a wall, it's going to work for Sukkah, it's also going to work for Shabbos, and that area is now going to have the status of Rosh Hashanah. I asked him, why do you say Niku? Well, we heard in Bryson it says, Daifin Sukkah ka Daifin Shabbos. The Daifin of Sukkah is like Daifin of Shabbos, as long as you don't have in between each one 3 tefachim, because I have love with it. But Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkah. Shabbos needs oimid, merubah laparetz, more covered, closed than open. By Sukkah, it's not like that. So Abaye, isn't it so? Isn't the Bryce telling you that Shabbos Sukkahs is more chomer than regular Sukkahs, and we don't say Nihu? The Bryce says no. What we mean is, regular Shabbos is more chomer than Shabbos of Sukkot. So that's the Gemara. So then why don't we say the flip side also? That Sukkah, regular Sukkah, Sukkot, is more chomer than Shabbos of Sukkot. Because on Shabbos Sukkot, since I have a Sukkah that's made like a mavoi, it will be considered, if it has a lechi, it's going to work as the wall to make it a good Sukkah as well. Shaking on regular sukkahs when it's not Shabbos, it's not going to work. So Gemara says, well, of course, if I tell you that it works to have a wall for sukkahs, it's going to work the more chomer halacha of Shabbos, and for sure, the more chomer din of Shabbos is going to work the more kal din of sukkahs. Okay, then the Gemara continues on Zion of Beis. Exactly more what Rabbi said. I have schach on top of a mavoi that has a lechi, it's kosher. And we have another halacha, but if I have schach on top of pasi b'rois, which is the corners of amma by an amma for the well, if you don't carry from it, it's kosher. Well, says I need all these cases. Because if I only said the case of mavoi, maybe over there, the reason why it's kosher is because I have 2 full walls. But if I pasi b'rois, if there's not 2 full walls, maybe it shouldn't work. And if I told you only pasi b'rois, I would tell you the reason is because I have all 4 directions of walls. But by schach on top of my mother that doesn't have 4 walls or not. And if I told you only those 2, I would tell you the reason why it works is because I'm going from Shabbos, which is Chomer, to Sukkah, which is Kal. From Sukkah to Shabbos, maybe I shouldn't say, maybe Kamash Shalom, we do. And then the Gemara has brought down the Mishnah that said, there's more sunlight than shade, it's possible. Machloek is in the Braisa. Is that only if the sunlight is coming from the schach? Let's say the walls are open, so the sunlight's coming through, and the Kamash is kosher. Yeshia said it's going to be possible. And Abaye says, what's the reason for Yeshia? Because it says that the Pareches was making schach on the earth. So the Pareches is a mechitza, it's a wall, and yet we're calling it schach. So you see that mechitza has that same status. I wouldn't say no, but that pasuk is telling me the sakos is not that it's schach, but actually you should fold it over to make it like schach on top. Then we have Abayu who puts together Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshia, Rebbe, Rebbe Shimna, Rebbe Shem, Rebbe Yezer, and Achim. We all hold that in some way Sukkah has the status of Duras Kema. And we go through each case where we see that manifest. Rebbe holds it has to be 4x4 Anas. the ACS says that it's the walls can't be taking more sunlight, which is not the way you make a house usually. But Yehuda says that if it's higher than 20 amas, it's still going to be kosher. Rav Shimon says that you have to have 3 plus a tefach, so you see that there's more of a keva aspect to it. Rav Gamliel says, if I put it on top of a boat or on top of a wagon, Rav Gamliel says it's possible. Rav Shammai says that a small sukkah has to be 7x7, or I can't go to Rav Shachal. Sukkah, the Shachal, the Rabbayas. Rav Yehuda says I can't make it like a tent. And Achirim says I can't make it like a shevach, like a circle, because it has no corners. That's also like the way you make a house, and we will hold it there for this one.